Hey everybody, welcome back to another week of Yo, That's Gay. I am here, I am queer, and I am having a little drink. Just a little one, or two.
Drinks are essential.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. Today I'm going to be, I don't know why her name is in my head, I'm going to be Selena Gomez. I just, so random. But I'll be Selena Gomez, and you know what? I'm having a very good day. I watched children today. I watched my nephews and my niece. I babysat. I love them. They are great kids. But I am tired, and I understand
part-time.
Why. Part-time. I know I will never have children. I love them, but oh my gosh, my silence was nice.
This week I'm going to be JoJo Siwa because she's our new lesbian icon.
She is!
Oh my god, I love her now. She's such a baby and she's already getting like so much shit.
See, they're giving her shit because they're like, well, what are you teaching our kids? And she's not teaching your kids how to perform oral sex on each other. She's just gay and happens to be quite happy and fun and kids love her. That's it.
Literally. She's the same exact person.
Right. She's no different. I don't know what she does, but I know she has a ponytail and she always has colorful
hoodies. Her bows.
She's got her bows and she always has like a tie-dye or colorful hoodie. And she just looks like a ball of fun.
Yeah, she's a dancer. She was on Dance Moms originally. And then she kind of made a following just doing a lot of like just YouTube videos. So she was like a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And she was known for her big bows, so that became a whole brand.
Okay.
So, I mean, she's making money. The kids love her.
I love it. Make your money, girl. Don't listen to these people. I just don't understand it. Like, why? Why give her shit of all people? That's like being at school and you're like the big bully and you pick on the like kindergartners.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were picking on the kindergartner for no. Now I'm pretty sure JoJo Siwa would probably kick somebody's ass. She's probably not defenseless. But leave her to fuck alone.
Yep. So yeah, how was your week?
How have you been? The week is pretty good. I've actually been enjoying watching the news because it no longer feels like reality TV. And you know I love fucking news. So like I turned on the news last night and I was like, oh, there's nobody up here yelling. There's not lies being told openly. At least I don't know of that yet. I don't feel like I'm being insulted watching the news. It was actual news.
Right. So. It was just like run-of-the-mill news.
Right. It was like, okay, nothing. You know my heart used to race when the news would come on. I'd be like, what the fuck am I about to see now? Now, you know, it's still traumatizing the world. It is still traumatizing. But the news, it's kind of safe right now.
Yeah, it's died down a bit.
Yes. This season, I feel like it's going to be like a good character development season. aside from that, nothing new is going on for me. Mm-hmm. I'm just excited to get my next vaccine shot.
Yeah, me too. It's coming up this week. Not looking forward to the pain, but looking forward to the protection.
Can I be like a masochist and say that I actually like the pain? Like, I love getting a cut and just rubbing it, even though I know it hurts. And I'm just like, yeah. It just feels good.
I mean, some people like that.
I don't know why. Ever since I was a kid, I just love pain.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's definitely, like, I like pain to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just soreness.
But then you can turn into pain by squeezing it. You know, just having to bump your shoulder into the wall. You're like, oh, yeah.
You do, yeah.
Judgment-free zone. I love it.
So what are we getting into this week?
So today we are getting into sex politics.
Ooh, the politics of the sex.
Yes. I'm very excited about it. Republican means anal and Democrat means blowjob. So I'm here for all of it.
So I think sex politics is interesting. Like, I feel like, do you think that there should be politics regarding sex, and just to begin with, just kind of like basically.
I do feel that there should be politics when it comes to sex, but I don't feel that there should be politics to the point where it's like, this type of penetration is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or this type of sex act is not okay.
Right.
When it comes to people just doing something as mutual consentive, nobody's being intentionally hurt, harmed, or endangered. Those are things that I don't feel the politics should be involved in at all. Mm-hmm. It should be between those people in that moment and no other outside source.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think that we need some form of, I don't want to even say regulation, just kind of like a moral standard.
Yeah.
For certain things. And by that, I don't mean like no sodomy or like no whatever, because I mean, we get sodomized all the time.
Right. All the time.
But yeah, more so in the sense of like consent and then just like age restrictions. And just kind of like safety.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Other than that, I don't agree with like these like little like weird quirky laws that are like, you can't own like a dildo if it's more than 7 inches. Like what?
Well, because if it's past 7 inches, then that touches your God spot. So you have to make sure like it doesn't get touched.
It's got to be pure.
It's got to be pure.
For marriage.
I hate everything about the words pure and virginity. I hate it. So, let's talk about it. When you think of sex politics, what comes to mind for you, like the first thing?
Honestly, like one of the first things I think of, and I don't know if it's the same as sex politics, I feel like it's an overlap.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of just like women's rights and reproductive rights. And I think just kind of like rights over who gets a say with things like ending a pregnancy or an abortion,
mm-hmm.
Which I think it should be the person who is pregnant.
Yeah, I agree. The person who is pregnant, that's the person who's making these decisions here.
Yeah.
It's their body. It's their life. It is their decision.
Yeah. I'm just going to leave it at that.
I agree.
And then also think kind of just like, you know, should tampons be free and like should like pads be free? And I think that they should, because I mean like condoms are free and yeah. like I don't know, like it's a basic need. Yeah,
everybody.
But I also believe that like shampoo and like basic things should be free.
I don't disagree with that, because I like look at, even if you look at other places where there is like a socialized system to certain things,
mm-hmm.
like healthy foods, hygiene products, sexual health care products, everybody does these things. You cannot be a human and exist without them in some form. So I feel like it's a basic right. Like this should be free.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. Especially because like there's so many people that don't have access to that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like basic hygiene. Like you get free toothpaste at the dentist. Why don't you get like free tampons at the doctor?
Right. You know, the doctor knows that you have a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't hidden. But then this is one thing that happens for me, at least in sex politics in the United States. I notice that there's always a lot of hush hush when it comes to the talk of like how your body works or yeah. sex in general.
Right. Yeah, it's always kind of just like the, it doesn't get big media attention.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. It's kind of like, we don't talk about this, but we know every human body does these things.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, but we could just say it.
Yeah, it's like normal.
I don't know why I'm also thinking of Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton. That's one of the things that pops in my head when I hear sex politics.
Oh, really?
It's so terrible, I know.
Okay, so why do you think that's the first thing that you go to?
So the first thing I go to is because when I think politics, I think, you know, the government.
Absolutely.
And then after that, sex. Bill sex Clinton scandal. Was like the first one with the sex scandal. Yeah. It was like, ooh, sex scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they couldn't even say sex scandal in the news. People were afraid to talk about it.
See, honestly, I don't see the big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, he committed adultery, but... Is adultery illegal? I know in some states it could be.
In some states it is, but it's not illegal for a president in D.C. or where they were to commit adultery.
Yeah.
Like,
it's more of a sin.
Yeah. It's more of a sin if you feel it's a sin. It was two people having a little fun, and the person who reported them, she was kind of just jealous. Now, I can't talk about anything else with that. Hey, I just know that the person that reported them, it sounded like she was pretty jealous and upset because she did not want Bill Clinton in the White House. Mm-hmm. And that's how it really started with the FBI and everything. But I just think of that because I'm like, it was such a polarizing time in America for that to happen, because that was like the first presidency I think I remember. Not that I was alive.
I think so too. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Also, like, that was like the first sex scandal, and until recently, it was our only sex scandal.
It's like, as soon as 2000 hit, it was just like sex scandal, sex scandal. So it was just like, here, take your pick. Though I would love to be a DC madam, I'm not gonna lie. If I could run my own little like harem or brothel legally, I'd do it.
Oh, absolutely. I would
totally do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just a little gay brothel.
Just a little gay brothel. And I'm like, oh, so that's the senator from such and such. This is what he likes. Get your money. Make sure you're safe. Boom. Mm-hmm. And I'm out the room. I'd be okay with it.
Why not? Why not? I think sex work should be legal. Or prostitution specifically.
It's the oldest profession. Mm-hmm. It truly is.
Mary Magdalene.
Look, she better go. And she was sitting next to Jesus, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Jesus hangs with whores. So, okay, so what are some of the other, like, political and, like, sex-related things that come to mind when you cross those two worlds?
When I cross those two worlds, I also think of sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Or people who are intentionally abused and trafficked for the purpose of sex. Mm-hmm. One of the main reasons I think of it is there is a lot of sex tourism that happens in the world. And I've learned this through news media, reading articles and books about this, that people literally will travel to other countries because they know that they can sleep with someone who it would be illegal for them to sleep with in their country.
Yeah, absolutely.
Typically somebody who's underage, mm-hmm. or somebody who's not consenting. And I think of that too. Like, what are we doing to stop that? Who's actively working, and how is that involved in our discussions in government?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so I know, like, this is for people that don't understand that. I guess it's when, for example, you live in New York where the age of consent is 17, and you go to Canada with your purpose being to have sex with a 15-year-old. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a federal crime in the United States. Now, if you, and I actually don't know the age of consent in Canada, but I'm just saying 15, assuming that was legal over there.
Right.
Let's say their age of consent is 16, for example, and they were 16. That would be legal there, but it would be still illegal here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's a little tricky, but you can travel somewhere and coincidentally have sex with someone that it's the age of consent, but you can't go somewhere specific with that purpose, which a lot of people fucking do.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
It's a industry. Just based on the things I've seen and watched and learned from this, it's an industry. Billions of dollars are made through it because mm-hmm. people willingly do this. And my hope is that it all comes to an end, mm-hmm. that police and all these international police departments shut these people down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing about, like, I feel like when we think about sex work, we always think of, like, the human trafficking and, like, the like, coerced situations where people are, like, being abducted and kidnapped and, like, forced into, like, lifestyles. Or not even lifestyles, what's the word? I don't know, situations.
Go with situations.
And it's, I don't know, I just think it's crazy that we don't realize or take the moment to step back and say, hey, like, you know, there's people that do this because they want to. Mm-hmm. And there's a large industry. Like, the whole porn industry is the same exact thing. Like, I don't get how porn is legal, but you can have sex with someone for money, just only on camera.
Right. I know a lot of people who do Pornhub, OnlyFans, when they invite another person over, they're paid for sex through the actual sites that people are giving the money to watch them have sex. So I don't understand what the difference is.
Yeah, literally.
I just feel like it's the fact that it can be taxed. Mm-hmm. Like, if that's the thing I'm going to go with, is that that's a taxable way. Because, of course, OnlyFans and Just for Fans is going to be taxed.
Yeah.
But if you feel like you can't get money from prostitution from the government by independent sex workers, I guess that's the issue, which I just don't agree is right.
Yeah, I mean, like, look at Nevada, because you can have, like, a bunny ranch there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch some bunny ranch shows on, like, Skinamax and stuff.
I loved them. They were so good.
Yeah, I used to be so interested, and I'm like, would people do this for fun? And, like, people, like, are, like, really kind of, like, are just choosing, like, you can see that they're not being coerced to be there. They're, like,
right. They're like,
oh yeah, this is my business. This is what we do. Do you want to meet some of our friends?
Right. I don't see that anything's wrong with it at all. I also think of in sex politics, places where it is legal, how there is protection for the people who are doing that kind of work. Mm-hmm. You've got protection as far as pensions, even sometimes, or healthcare, making sure that they're safe and they have a safe place to do their work.
Right. Yep.
Which I think is something that we should have here.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're very behind as a society. It's 2021.
I saw a movie recently, and it was made in 2020. And it was a, like, just out of high school guy and girl. They still went to, like, a park to have sex in a car because they were afraid to tell their parents that they're having sex. They didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, is this still a thing? There was nothing romantic about that when we first had it. It's not cool now. I mean, unless you like car sex. If you like car sex,
yeah, but it's out of necessity. It's a whole entire other struggle.
It really is. I don't know. How would you feel if you were in a country or if you were in a place where even the United States changed itself where legally we had to educate people fully about sex? How would you feel about that?
I would love that. I would love to be that person. I'd be like, what do you want to know? I am that person. I'm like, well, what do you want to know? What do you want to try? Let's do stuff. You want to put what where?
We can figure it out.
Yeah.
I like that.
That would be like the best job ever. Just kind of like imagine just being in like a classroom full of like people that are like, I don't know, young adults, and just like, they're all just so curious about sex and they're just asking stuff. And it'd be so much fun. It'd be like such a fun like training session.
That sounds fun. You know, my mind went a completely different route. I imagine like the DMV of sex. You walk up like your form and you're like, this is what I want to do. How do we do it? The person at the counter is like, okay, let's talk about it.
It's like, well, you filled out the wrong form, sir. This one's for anal.
This is the best. Like, you need to go back. You need to get your V24 for vaginal sex. And we can go ahead and fill this out properly and take another lumber, get in line. Mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
Got your blood work. Next.
That is how I want to work. That would be my dream.
Well, have you ever seen, it's like an old SNL skit about the porn name registration database, or like the porn star registration agency with the government.
I have not seen that.
And like this guy walks in, he's like, yeah, I want to be, and he says like some weird name. And she's like, oh yeah, I'm sorry, that's taken. He's like, I want to be Sean Puffy Nipples. He's like, nope, that's taken. And he's like, go over there, get measured. Go over there, take your pictures.
I love that.
I'm going to show it to you.
Okay, please show it to me. That is my dream job. Do I have like a sex DMV?
Mm. Oh, that'd be so much fun.
Oh, it would be. It's so funny.
Okay, so what else? What else about politics? Are you thinking? So, like, for me, it's just kind of like when I think of politics, I think of not necessarily the like what's legal, what's not legal, but sometimes of those like taboo subjects. I feel like just like the politics as in the discussion of it, with things like is anal considered losing your virginity, or is oral considered losing your virginity? Like, you know, some people that doesn't count. And things like, do you consider things like fetish in public to be allowed or right or wrong? And like, we have to like consider about how like that works within the constructs of our laws, too, because we have stuff like Folsom, and we have like different like festivals basically where you're allowed to have fetish in public. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there was that whole like recent thing about like the Dom walking her like pup.
Yeah, in the supermarket. Yeah, I saw a story about that, and people were in uproar.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm like, honestly, okay. Like, is it a little, like, kind of, like, quirky? Like, yeah, obviously. But honestly, like, do you?
Right. They're enjoying themselves. I'm not mad.
Yeah. Like, how is it impacting you?
Exactly. I feel like, because I saw the video and I read a bunch of comments from it, I feel like if it was the opposite way around, nobody would have anything to say. The fact that it was a woman walking a man, I think that was the issue, because I've seen hundreds of videos on like mainstream websites of women with leashes on walking like a dog.
Well, so I feel like if it were a man with a woman in like a grocery store, they would like say that man is being abusive. You know what I mean? Whereas like when a woman does this, it's like, oh, that's just sexual deviance. Because I feel like we're a lot harsher on men when it comes to, like, oh, like, you are into, like, being dominant and aggressive and all this stuff. It's like, oh, yeah, that's bad. Like, that's immediately, like, tied to, like, toxic masculinity. And it's like, well, no, not necessarily. Not if everything's being done consensually.
Right.
In ways that are agreed upon between both people.
Right. If it's consensual, everything's fine. I'm still fine with it either way, with whether it's a male or female presenting individual who is controlling the leash. But I've just seen so many videos of like some kind of same scenario, and there wasn't as much backlash. It was just kind of like, oh, okay, well, he's into that and she must be into it. As opposed to like, oh, he's being a misogynist man. Now I have seen those comments too, but the more was the other of just, oh, they're just into that. But then when a woman does this, like, what the fuck is wrong with her? Like, this is deviant. She's not supposed to do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, historically, we've just been so fucking oppressive towards women in general. Like, women weren't allowed to have sex drives. I mean, what's also insane is, like, things like dildos were invented to cure women of insanity. You know what I mean? Like, they were used to treat, what was the term they used? Hysteria,
yeah.
It's used to treat hysteria, and they would just like make them orgasm until they were not crazy anymore.
Do we see the issue here?
Science. They're like, you're too emotional. No, you must be hysterical. Time to put a dildo up your vagina. Thanks, doctor. Call me in the morning.
Good job, science.
Reminds me of that show, Sex Education, and she's like, you're prescribing a wank. Like, basically, yeah.
This is a great show.
Rub one out and call me in the morning.
You know what? That leads me to something. What do you think as far as if you're going to have the politics of having a, how are we going to say this? How do you have the conversation in public with people when it comes to talking about sex and what they're into before you get into a intimate space?
So like, how do you ask, like, before I bring you home?
Yeah.
Like, what are you expecting?
What are the politics of that between you and that person?
Yeah.
Like, are you bargaining, like, well, I do this, do you do this? Like,
uh-huh.
What is that for you?
I feel like, well, I think it depends. Because, like, nowadays, I'll do anything. I'm like, what do you want to do? Okay, I'm just a whore. No, but I feel like it's kind of fun to be like, oh, like, well, like, what? It's, I feel like it's almost kind of like taboo to talk about it in public, which makes it kind of sexier. Mm-hmm. So like, I can picture, like, I mean, this was me and my boyfriend when we were going out, like, at Starbucks, like, talking about, like, oh, so, like, what interests you sexually? Mm-hmm. And just kind of, like, being in public, it was, like, kind of, like, ooh, like, risky. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's fancy risky. It's risque.
Risque, yeah. It's like, ooh, people are going to hear us talking about, like, sex stuff.
I love that. That's a gay goal. I think it's hot. Sit across the table from your partner at a coffee shop and talk about the four ways you're going to suck your dick. And it's perfectly fine. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, it's always been just a very open thing.
Mm-hmm.
To talk about sex. So I'm an easy negotiator.
I get it. Now, is this the same for a hookup?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. It depends on the mood.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm really looking for. In a hookup, it's more situational, I think.
Okay. It's kind of just like quick vote. This is what we're doing.
Yeah. It's kind of less like, I don't know. Sometimes it's more, it's like a flirtatious play,
mm-hmm.
to be like, what are you into?
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes it's kind of like, let's get to the point.
I don't want the filler. Let's just get to it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Basically.
Those things are awesome for me right now.
So let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we'll talk about some of our poll questions.
Okay. Hey, everyone. So just a little break in the show. I want to share some information so you can contact us, stalk us, and possibly touch us. It's how to get in contact with us for the show. If you're on IG, go to Yo That's Gay Pod, and that is our IG. You can follow us and then message us, DM us. We have weekly posts on there about polls and things that we might be doing on the show. And we want to hear back from you.
Yep. You could also hit us up on Twitter. That's at Yo That's Gay Pod. We'll run the polls on Twitter also. So if you're not really on Instagram, you could still have your input put out there. And we'll just be like retweeting a bunch of junk and posting when episodes are ready. So hit us up there. DMs are also open, and I'm checking them frequently.
I'm learning to check my DMs more. So, you know, I learned what a DM was recently. I'm going to be in them.
All right. Let's get back to the show.
All right. We are back. We're back again. And we've got some poll questions to get into.
Yes, I love polls.
I love polls, too. Polls in the holes. It's just the best. I'm here for it. Oh, you know what? One other thing that I want to ask you about,
yes.
when it comes to politics and sex politics. How do you feel about sex education teachers in school giving their kids condoms or ways to protect themselves if they're going to have sex?
I think it should be a requirement. Not to give it to them, but at least to offer it to them.
Okay.
I think our sex education system is a shit show. And it definitely wouldn't hurt to be a lot more LGBTQ inclusive.
I agree. I agree 100%.
So, what about you? What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on it, give the kids the condoms. I'm just going to say it. Give them at least one. Show them how to use it. Show them what it's for.
I was, okay, so I always knew you could get them in school for free, but I was so embarrassed to go. Because it was just, like, so uncomfortable. Like, why couldn't they just put them somewhere where, like, we could just grab them and, like, walk away?
Right.
Like, you had to go ask for them. You know what I mean?
It makes you very, see, it was uncomfortable for me, too, because our teacher who had the condoms, she wasn't allowed to give us condoms, but she was like, oh, well, you know, I keep them in the cabinet over there. But you have to talk with her. And yeah. She was always like, I want to make sure you're being accountable. So I always appreciated that.
Yeah.
But everything else, I'm like, it's kind of weird. I do wish there was just a little bowl, just grab one condom.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I was thinking about it because someone that I work with mentioned, they're like, oh, they just keep a little condom bowl in their house for when their kids are there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm going to do that. I kind of want to do that now, but like, I don't have enough people over.
Oh, we are in a
pandemonium.
Oh, what do you think? I love it. We are totally in one. So you don't want to have like a condom bowl just yet.
Yeah.
Like, it's too many people. It's too soon.
I want to be the condom bowl.
You know,
whatever that means, I'm not sure.
Because there's so many meanings. It's okay. It's okay. I think once we get back to normal, I always have condoms in my house. Like, thousands of
oh,
them.
I have a shitload of condoms.
Like, so.
If I don't use them.
You just need a condom bump. There you go.
Literally. But also check your condom expiration dates.
Yes, please check the expiration dates because you do not want to expire a condom. And if you've ever had a condom break, and if it breaks into shards, it is no fun getting those things out of you. So make sure you check the condom.
Why is it breaking into shards?
Well, some condoms, when they break, they don't, like, get hard right away, but they break apart almost like a balloon where there's different pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a piece of it inside of you, and it will dry out eventually, and it gets hard.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, check your condoms because they break a lot of times because they're expired.
Oh no, that sounds dangerous. No fun.
Oh yeah.
So, okay, so let's get a little bit into our polls. So our first question here is, would you move if the state you currently live in had a sex law prohibiting a sex practice you enjoy? So for example, if it was illegal to like suck dick in New York State. Would you move or, okay, personally, would you move or would you just break the law?
Well, because there's a lot of good looking men who I want to suck their dick in New York, I think I would just break the law.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would be even happier to suck dick if it was illegal.
I was gonna say that. It's almost kind of like taboo.
Yes.
It's like, ooh.
Like, I'm stealing your essence. That's why they don't want me to suck your dick.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of here for it.
So I wouldn't move unless they were like enforcing it with like cameras in your bedroom and stuff like that. Like, that's creepy.
Oh yeah. It would creep me out. If it's a
some Black Mirror shit.
Right. It would creep me out if it's a government-sponsored camera. Now, somebody broke in my house and put a camera in to watch me.
Just give me 10%.
Yeah, that's all I need. So, with y'all, you answered, 54% of you said yes, you would move. 46% of you said no, you would not move. Which, I kind of expect this to be here in the middle here. Because I do have to admit, if I could have anal sex, I would move. I would move. I would forget that.
I would just do it illegally.
But then you may not be able to find good douches. Maybe they're checking your mail. They're like, well, why does he need an enema bag? What's going on here? And that's, you know.
It's okay. I have a shower attachment.
And I feel like we would be in The Handmaid's Tale at that point. I can't even have butt sex. Like, come on.
Blessed be the fruit.
The DM show. It's so good.
All right. Our next question is it sexy to call body parts by their quote unquote politically correct terms?
This one, I did not expect the answers to be the way they were.
Uh-huh.
20% people said yes, and 80% said no.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's hot to hear, like, the name. Like, penis.
So never have I ever been in, like, the middle of full-blown sex and had the urge to say the word penis. Nor has anyone said the word penis to me. It's not like, let me put my throbbing penis in you. It just doesn't roll off the tongue as smoothly and as dirtily.
I have had somebody whisper in my ear, do you want this penis? And I was like, shocked at first. I was like, Andrew, don't laugh, don't laugh.
I cannot, that would be me.
I totally laughed at the word penis all the time. But I was like,
blessed be the fruit.
It was like an M.A.'s moment. It was such a proper fucking. I was like,
oh no.
To this day, I still find it hot. So.
So, I don't find it sexy. I don't. I'm not surprised people don't.
Okay.
And also, like, imagine just being like, I want to caress your buttocks.
I feel like that would be so flirty hot. Like, you just walk around.
Like, your spread buttocks. Those buttocks.
Okay, then I will laugh. And then when I'm dying laughing. I feel like it's good. Because I don't like hearing word. I don't like the word cock. Mm-hmm. I don't like hearing cock during sex.
Oh my god, why not? It's so dirty. I love it.
I think of chicken noodle soup. There's a soup. It's a Caribbean soup. And it's chicken noodle soup, essentially. And it just says cock flavored on the package. I see it whenever I go to Wegmans. So I immediately think of that when I hear cock.
I would be the other way. I would just start thinking of dick soup.
Yes, dick soup.
So, what? I can't with you. So what do you think about our next question?
Okay, our next question. Oh, the age of consent.
Yes.
Do you want to read the full question?
Yep. So the age of consent should be blank than 18. Higher or lower?
So I'm not going to give the answers just yet. I will tell you my answer. I think that the age of consent nationwide should be 18 years old. I feel like it shouldn't drop below that. At that point, at 18, you do move out of your parents' house if you choose to. You have more independence at that point. And we all have been 18. Well, maybe you have been 18 if you're listening to this. But 18 is that point where your hormones are going. And at least at that moment, you can make a better decision than somebody younger than that could.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like just nationwide, it needs to be 18.
Interesting. I actually think... So I have this like weird proposal. Mm-hmm. So New York State, the age of consent is 17. I agree with that. I think that's a good number. Mm-hmm. But they have that like 2-year thing. Or I think it's two. Is it 2 years? You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Where like you can be like 19 and have sex with a 17-year-old, and it's not statutory, right? Because it's within 2 years
of their age.
There's something like that. I think it's 2 years. Mm-hmm. But I think that should be a little bit of a wider gap, maybe like a 3 or 4 year. But like, I don't know. I guess 4 year ends up being a lot because you're looking at, well, like 21 and 17, I feel like.
I feel like it's not an intangible difference because those individuals could have been in school together.
Yeah.
They could just know each other from growing up because at that point you're really still close.
Right. You could meet in college.
Right.
So I don't know, just I feel like there could be a little bit more flexibility on that. Mm-hmm. But I think 17 is a good number, so I would say lower.
Okay. I get it. Like hearing our answers, we're kind of like right in the middle. So we have 57% for higher, 43% for lower. And explaining how you explained it makes perfect sense to me. And I can understand that because you have people of different ages and different maturity levels.
Yeah, so. Like, and also, like, every 17-year-old is not the same. Every, like, 21-year-old is not the same. There's some 21-year-olds who act like they're 15, 16. So, like, maybe they shouldn't be having sex. Like,
that is true.
So to say, like, oh, they're 21, they should know. It's like, well, maybe they don't because they didn't mature that way.
You're right. Because thinking about it, I had sex very early in my life. I lost my, I'm not going to say virginity. I just had sex for the first time when I was 15. So for me, it was like, oh, okay, it's 15 years old. You figure it the fuck out and you keep going. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness I at least had some guidance. But then I think about people who aren't able to handle it at all. And I'm like, hey, this is a completely different thing. Mm-hmm. But having it where 17 and that gap is still there to be safe. Because you have people who have no evil intention here. Mm-hmm. And they're just following their bodies and their hormones. So I can get it.
Yeah, definitely. I think it should be more of a situation-based than... It's kind of like the whole, like, sex tourism thing.
Yeah.
Like, what was your intent? And like, what was, you know, what was the situation?
Right.
That's kind of how I look at it. Gotcha. Okay, what about our next question? Fetish in public. Which we talked about a little bit already.
We did talk about this a little bit. So our answers, 17% of our answers were we would never do it. 83% was it's debatable.
Mm-hmm.
I am definitely on the side of debatable.
Mm-hmm.
Because it depends on the actual fetish that we're doing.
Absolutely.
And how safely it can be done in an outdoor public space.
Yeah. I also think it depends on the public situation or the public event. Mm-hmm. Like if it's pride and it's like your kink or your fetish is leather, mm-hmm. and you're all geared up with like some assless chaps, like sure, why not? Mm-hmm. Like that's it's pride. It's like, or if you're just kind of like in a pup hood, like cool. Like mm-hmm. I mean, it's pride. I think fetish and kink deserve a place in pride. Mm-hmm. No, because they make up such a big part of our identity.
Mm-hmm.
However, maybe not like outside the elementary school playground.
Definitely not.
You know what I mean? And like,
I definitely don't want it in a space, especially where there's children. That would not make sense or be safe for anybody. So out in public, yes. Specific situations. But I just think, like myself, I want to go to Folsom. And if I go to Folsom, I'm getting fucked in the middle of the street, on the ground, on my knees, especially if there's very hot porn stars there. You're fucking me in the street. I'm here for it.
Oh, yeah. Like, if I go to Folsom, I'm, like, ready derogatory things on my face. I'm letting people put whatever they want on my face.
Yes! Yes! I can see you right now on your forehead coming to me.
Come pig.
Come pig, yes.
That's what it would say.
This is going to be an actual thing. This is happening. So,
2021, come on.
Look, I just need everybody to get vaccinated. But even still, let's be safe. Folsom 2022.
Okay.
Folsom 2022.
I know, I'm like overeager.
I mean, if we have things under control in 2021, I'm going to go.
Yeah, well, Folsom's usually early in the year, though, so I doubt it.
Oh, shit.
I think it is, at least. I'm not sure.
I think I'll just have to find Cutler X on OnlyFans and be like, hey, do you want to pound me? He's my dream bucket, Folsom.
Have you seen Rock'em Sakura? I think we talked about this before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a great That's video. Also,
yeah, a great video.
Rock'em Sakura. I see where the name came from.
Okay, so what's our next question?
Okay, so our next question was the different, I abbreviated it, but this has to do with consensual and non-consensual sex.
Yes.
So what is our full question?
It's just, what do you think of consensual non-consent?
Okay. So what do you think about consensual and non-consensual? 83% said it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
17% said it's not.
Okay. So what is like consensual non-consent? Is what like used to kind of be referred to more commonly as like rape play,
mm-hmm.
or like rape role plays, or kind of just like force, Force Play. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called. Where basically you're pretending as if you don't want to have sex, you're struggling, or whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. and the other person is making you have sex, but this is a pre-stage scenario.
Yes. No, there was a recent... Did you see the most recent episode of Law & Order SVU?
Not the most recent one.
Do you mind talking about it?
Okay.
Spoiler alert, anybody who's listening, this is last week's episode, so you can just stop now if you don't want to hear it. So, one of the characters in the show, she is a online cam model, and she does consensual, non-consensual play mm-hmm. scenarios on camera. So she tells her listeners and the people who are watching, oh, I don't want this. Pretend you're raping me. I'm going to scream no at all these mm-hmm. things. Nobody's ever in the room with her when she performs, except this one night where one of her fans breaks into the room and literally rapes her. Mm-hmm. That scenario comes to my head because I've seen it and thought about it in other different scenarios where consensual, non-consensual is very hot. I like it personally, but I do see how it can be very problematic, especially when it comes to a rape or somebody being assaulted.
Yeah.
And even if they enjoy consensual, non-consensual, there's still that line.
Yeah, I feel like if you enjoy like consensual, non-consent, or like rape play, that doesn't mean that you enjoy rape.
Right.
And I feel like that's kind of like that very like strict distinction in all kinds of play, really, whether it be like age play or just people into race play or sorry, whatever other kinds of typically like societally unacceptable things that you kind of sexualize and bring into a fantasy, that doesn't mean that you want that in real life. So I don't know. It's, what do you think?
So I love to have consensual, non-consensual mm-hmm. play. It is a role play fantasy that I've done a lot of that I personally myself enjoy. And for me, it becomes the power dynamic of it. I enjoy that. I do feel that there are problematic situations when it's how it's presented and talked about. Going back to the episode, the girl who was raped had the hardest time proving it in court because it was used against her that this is what she likes.
Yeah, absolutely. There's another episode of Law & Order SVU. I think it's season 14 or 13. And it's about a college student who does porn, and she specializes in that genre of porn. And then she actually got raped because they were like, oh, well, this is what you do in your videos. And they didn't believe her
right.
because they were like, well, you do this. How do we know you don't really want this? It's like, well, because like, this is all staged and set up. And they were like, oh, well, it's the money then. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, like, even if it is the money, it's like, it's also set up. Like, I'm pre-prepared for this. I'm mentally prepared. I'm physically prepared. I'm emotionally prepared to say these things or, you know, pretend these things.
Right.
Whereas, like, I don't know. It just angers me. Like, the idea of, like, I'm like, honestly, like, whatever you're into, you can find someone out there who's into it.
Right. You always can. You never have to assault anybody. There's somebody out there in this world for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to assault people.
Mm-hmm. You could be smelly and still be getting the pipe.
Hey.
Not for me, but...
Some people like some smelly stuff. I had a guy who just wanted to sniff my underwear, and he asked me for 2 weeks straight. And I'm like, bro, that's gross. I don't even know about that.
I feel like I would do 3 days.
3 days is like a max.
That's what I would do, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just the type of thing where, you know, some people at some point, they just get off the idea of like pushing the limit, mm-hmm. which is different than just like even just being sexually aroused or just kind of like wanting to break the laws or like just hurt people.
Now, I have had the desire to just go and break laws, but
that's never true.
Hurt anybody. Like sometimes yeah. I've had the desire to be like, yes, red light, I'm yeah. gonna run it. Like,
I'll be like, yep, I'm not paying for these checks.
Like, it's a very empowering thing, But I just don't understand this assaulting somebody. Like, girl, no. This ain't it.
So, okay, moving on to our next question. Should poppers be legal?
Should poppers be legal? I did not expect our answer for this. 100% of you said yes.
You popper pigs.
Take a hit right now. Hold it in, then release.
Now the other nostril.
Okay, by the way, I love popper vape videos. I think they are amazing. I cannot go along with them. My lungs just are not strong enough.
I feel like the most I could hit poppers is maybe twice in a minute. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like spacing it out, or like kind of just taking a really big hit. I can do that.
Yeah.
But like the whole, like, there's like people that can take like 10, 20 hits on each side and they're kind of just like fucking jerking off. I'm like, dude, my brain can't stand that.
Oh, like, I feel like my
honestly. Okay, so first of all, let's kind of like all like state the obvious. It's dangerous because you're depriving your brain of oxygen. So that's something to obviously be aware of. But that scares me. That said, that scares me. The idea of like not having enough oxygen.
It is very scary.
I mean, I get how it can be arousing because I like the idea of not being able to breathe when I'm choked, but I don't want to die of fumes.
Yes.
So I mean, it's a very distinct difference, like a very like particular difference that some people would be like, it doesn't matter, you're choking, you know what I mean? So, but that's what's so crazy about like things like people are interested in like breath play, but like I'm not interested in like taking so many poppers I can't breathe.
Right. I'm into it. I love poppers. They're a fantastic. I love poppers. Thing,
yeah.
But I always want to be very careful with them because. And for me, this is my biggest fear. I do not want to be found with a bottle of poppers in my hand and my dick in the other. I just don't. Like, that's not how I want to be remembered. No, thank you. This is my one fear. I'm just saying. But I do think that they should be legal. With them being legal, we can guarantee that they'll be safe because I'm iffy with poppers. Sometimes you never know what's in the bottle.
Well, that's the thing. Exactly. That's the thing with poppers. And honestly, like just any drugs in general, I don't think a lot of drugs should be illegal, or at least they shouldn't. I don't think they should be criminalized.
Right.
You know what I mean? But that's a whole separate conversation that we can get into. But as far as poppers, the thing with poppers is that, okay, they make them illegal, then they change the formula just ever so slightly, and now it's something different. So it's legal, but it's pretty much the same thing. And then, like, but little by, and then they make that illegal, and then, like, little by little, they keep changing the formula. So eventually, it's just kind of like, well, you don't know what's really in it, because you just kind of know what's not in it.
Right. I know it's not here. It's almost like that synthetic weed. That's how they have that legally for sale. They change one element in it, and then boom, you're biting off somebody's face in a bus stop. No, I don't want to bite somebody's face during sex. No.
Synthetic weed always scared me.
It is scary as shit. I still think that that funds terrorism. Like, that's the weed that they were talking about in those commercials. Dare, just say no. Just say no. Get the real weed, y'all.
Yeah, no, I totally think this should be legal. Plus, it would be, like, there would just be so many more options. It would be such a good market.
I think about it, great value poppers. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, so, I mean, inhalants are, like, the easiest kind of drugs to kind of get around. Mm-hmm. Because you can just brand them as anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen these other things that they're not the popper bottles, but they're these like spray cans, and you spray it into a rag and you huff it. It's like poppers, I think, but I've never used them. I forget what they're called.
I forgot what it's called, but I used it once. I was not a fan.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is it's a cleaner. You spray it onto the rag and it gets really cold. It honestly feels like poppers, but you took the liquid from the poppers and aerosoled it and then sprayed it. It doesn't smell like poppers, but you can either huff it on your nose, or some people put it in their mouth And so I put it in my mouth. It was like a good high from it, but I kind of felt like I took a hit of poppers and couldn't get a break from it. And I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
Interesting.
So I'm not a fan of those.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I never really knew what that was. But I've seen people use it as an alternative to poppers. I know it is more like an aerosol type of spray, yeah.
It is easier on your actual head, I can say that. Like, sometimes if I take a too big of a hit of poppers, I get, like, a sharp headache.
Yeah.
With that, I did not at all.
Yeah, I feel like for the most part, I kind of can manage my popper headaches to become minimal now. I've just done so many. Yeah.
You're a popper professional. A pop-fessional!
So, okay, so I think we have one more question, and that is, disclosing HIV status should be required. Agree or disagree?
For this one, I'm going to say disagree. I disagreed with this one based on the fact of, if you're not doing something to intentionally hurt somebody, if you're taking care of yourself to get to undetectable, there's no reason why you need to, you should be required legally to tell somebody.
Absolutely. I can completely agree with that. I disagree with that statement. I think if you're HIV positive, you should be held accountable if you are consciously or, you know, purposely either spreading it or not, or misinforming people so that they get it. You know what I mean? But, like, if there's, if, like, someone's undetectable, I don't think that it should be required because, like, you can't get it.
Yeah. You can't get it.
Like, if you don't ask, then what's the difference?
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think a lot of the people that may say yes, that they agree to that, it might be a fear of, like, oh, well, like, you're going to give it to me. And it's like, okay, hold on. Not everyone with HIV can transmit HIV. And second of all, it is like a personal thing. You know what I mean? It's like, so yes, if someone's HIV positive and they know they're HIV positive and they know that they can transmit it to you, yes, I agree that they should tell you. Mm-hmm. But I also think that in that situation, you probably shouldn't have sex.
Yeah.
But
I agree with you. If you're knowingly putting somebody at risk of transmission, that's an issue. That's a big, big issue for me because you're willingly infecting with somebody with a virus. But if you don't know, that one, that's a personal problem that you don't know, but there's no way you'd be able to tell somebody because you have no idea what you have. But if you're being safe, protecting people, you're making sure to keep yourself healthy, and you're being responsible with sex, there's no reason to disclose.
Right.
I even say it myself, being positive, there are people that I did not disclose with because I'm undetectable, I'm taking care of myself, and there's no malicious intent here.
Right.
And
yeah, and it's different. It's like if they ask,
right,
and like, okay, let's have that discussion. But if you're not asking, it's like, okay, so you would have no problem having sex with someone who doesn't know their status over someone who is positive. And I think that comes from miseducation completely.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot safer to be positive and undetectable than it is to be unaware of your status altogether. Because unaware of your status altogether leaves that space for positive that's potentially leading to AIDS.
There is that potential. Like, I remember, let's take a little break. Come back then. We're running out of time, y'all.
See ya.
So I remember, this was about 5 or 6 years ago. There was a case of a guy who was down in Houston, Texas. He had been having sex with people. He was HIV positive. He knew he was, and he was purposely doing it to infect people. I don't know if he was sentenced. I know there was a trial about him and purposely infecting people. I don't know the results of it. That's a situation where I see laws and rules and regulations coming into play in a proper way.
Yeah.
I don't feel, and going back to Law and Order, because they talk about a lot of things with sex.
There's an episode about that specifically.
Yeah. Yes, the girl who was infected with HIV.
From the guy who just was spreading it, because he knew he had it.
Right, he was spreading, he just had it. And it was a whole debate that I think needs to be talked about, where you have somebody who's purposely infecting somebody, But in a situation where it was not purposely done, there's no malicious intent, there should not be anybody held at fault
right.
when it comes to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No, I completely agree. I think, you know, health information in general is just personal to keep and to share as you see fit.
Right.
And it's not something that should be required. Like, you don't have to tell someone that you are in a wheelchair to be able to park in a certain spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You just have to show that you have a disability of some kind, and that'll just with a sticker.
Right.
But I think just some people kind of just look at it and they're like, well, no, like, we should just like brand them almost kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, we should know. Everyone has a right to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as if it were like the same thing as a sex offender.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So how do you think some of the like laws have shaped your sex life through your life?
You know what was funny is I never thought that they did until I started thinking about how I thought of sex based on how it was brought to me through legal things. So down in Texas, the town that I lived in Killeen, Texas, there is actually a statute on the state legislature about sodomy. And now that I'm older, I understand that this is not something that would ever affect me. When I was younger and when I was at that point where I didn't know I liked men and mm-hmm. I didn't understand my attraction, but it was brought to me in church. It's illegal to have sodomy. That's how it was sold to me.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't thinking about sex at the time. I didn't fucking know what sodomy was.
Yeah.
But that shaped me. I was like, okay, so I'll get arrested by the police as soon as I kiss a boy.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really bad.
Yeah, and I mean, like, there's still a lot of places where just sodomy in general is just completely illegal. And I think, well, like, so, like, first of all, like, what is sodomy? That's, like, inflicting pain onto someone else. Sodomizing. Yeah, sodomizing is inflicting pain or something like that onto someone else. But like to sodomize someone, if you were hurting them to hurt them,
mm-hmm.
that's different than like if you're hurting them in a form of play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because like if you think about things like, okay, like fisting could be considered sodomy. But also it can be considered consensual play.
Right.
And I think there's that very, like, clear line. And I think we just kind of, like, blend it all together.
Yes.
It's like, oh, that's sodomy.
Yes. We blend it all
together. Like, you kind of just, like, it's a bad thing. You heard about it in church. Sodomy is terrible. And it's just like, but, like, what's sodomy? Like, sodomy yes. could be putting a dildo up your butt.
Yes! I can't tell you how often when I was in church, they would say, don't be a sodomite. And I'm like, what is sodomy? I don't know what I'm doing. What is sodomy?
Yeah.
just don't do it.
Yeah. Or if someone were to be caught, like, playing with themselves, like, anally, it would be like they're sodomizing themselves. It's like they're masturbating.
Right. Now, I kind of like that. Like, I kind of want to, like, pull somebody into bed and be like, sodomite me, daddy.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Like, I would love that.
Like, get the baseball bat out.
Beat it to a bloody pulp. Beat it. Okay, I get it now.
So, I think for me, I don't really know where, like, laws and stuff like that really shaped my like sex life, although I know that like at one point in my life I was having some really sketchy sex,
mm-hmm.
Including in like what do they call, like, the arcades,
oh, like the bookstores and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I know like those, like, obviously that's illegal, but like the stores operate like just, it's like don't ask, don't tell type of thing.
Yeah.
So I always find that interesting because it's like socially, like, okay, yeah, like it's illegal to have sex in public, but like the politics of the store, it's like, oh, it's cool. Like, just
do your thing.
Don't mention it.
Yeah. Don't mention it. Do your thing. I like that. I have paid for sex. It's actually a fetish of mine. I like it. Mm-hmm. It's fun. I get why people go to somebody who could be a prostitute or a sex worker, because for me, it's an enjoyable experience. And I just enjoy the concept. So, but I know here it's legal. It mm-hmm. is illegal as fuck. I would get arrested and go to prison.
Yeah. Yep. So we gotta go to Vegas.
Oh yes. I'm definitely going to the Bunny Ranch, and I just wanna get like a room full of girls, and I just wanna sit and talk. I'm like, hey girls, let's just sit here and fucking talk.
Let's see who can deep throat the banana.
I would have all kinds of objects, and I'd be like, look, show me. I need to learn even more. So let's do this.
So where do you see like the politics of sex evolving in the next couple of years?
I feel like the politics of sex, government-wise, is going to have to get into the realm of cyber sex heavily, because there's new things that are coming out when it comes to cyber sex, like equipment that you can use to make it a more realistic experience and all these things. Mm-hmm. I feel like politics are going to go down that route. And then also the route of, I know I'm thinking way out the box here, but androids and sex, or robots and sex. Mm-hmm. Like, we're getting to a specific place in our time now where AI is developing at a much faster rate. So it's feasible that there's going to be sex robots out there.
Yeah.
How do these work? How do you regulate them?
Yeah, what
do
they do? Absolutely. I mean, like, right now, you think about it, we even have, like, sex dolls already, mm-hmm. Which are pretty advanced technologically. And I think I heard this on another podcast. I can't remember where exactly, but they mentioned how like there's like sex doll like companies, like you can ask them to be like, oh, make them blonde, make them whatever, but you can't ask them to make them look like a specific person.
Ah.
Like they won't do it.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I think that's smart.
Yeah, that really is. Because
that's going to open some room for, like, some lawsuit somewhere.
Yeah.
Plus, like, I don't want, like, someone, and I'm not just talking about, like, me, but, like, people in general, for the most part, like, you don't want someone buying a sex doll that looks like you that you don't want them doing that. Like, mm-hmm. maybe you do, but then great. Sign up to be, like, what's it called? Like model type.
Yeah, a model. Like you see it all the time. Porn stars, you can buy a dildo of their penis.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I said penis. But you can like buy it, but they have chosen to give that.
Right.
If somebody's making a model of you or your equipment without your permission, that's fucking creepy.
Yeah.
That is beyond
creepy. That's stalker.
It really level. Is. Like I feel like you're gonna eat part of my face. Like just bite it right on off.
Literally. Literally. So yeah, so I mean that's kind of like where I see sex going next, is kind of just this idea of like, okay, how far are we going to develop things like sex dolls, and kind of like you said, like will we develop them into sex robots? Will they like, okay, maybe, okay, so I'm like thinking, okay, story time. Mm-hmm. So when I was little, growing up in Peru, we owned a Super Nintendo because mm-hmm. we were bougie. Yeah. But in our neighborhood, like a lot of kids couldn't afford Nintendos. Mm-hmm. So you would go to like the market mm-hmm. and they would have like a little stand where you could rent Nintendo. Ah. So basically it's like you go in, they have the Nintendo set up and you're like, okay, here's like a dollar. And they're like, okay, you can play for half an hour.
Right.
So that's what you do. Right. Uh-huh. And all the kids would go there and like rent their Nintendo and play video games. That's how they would play. Yeah. So I'm thinking like, okay, what if I buy a little stand at a supermarket or at a mall and I just have sex dolls? And I'm like, yeah, like, okay, you can rent it for like half an hour. We'll clean it up and then have the next customer go in.
Is that really a bad thing?
Yeah. Is that prostitution? That's definitely not.
No, it wouldn't be.
But like, I feel like the government would want to step in for some reason for like, probably for like sanitation concerns, and I would completely be down for that.
Yes.
But like not for like, they can't do that because it's a robot type of thing.
Put a specimen cup inside and say it's for like semen donation.
Imagine.
Like, boom. Like, it's just the aid to collect the semen.
We'll keep it for 2 hours.
There you go.
Fresh.
And just dump it. Boom. Oh, no. You'd have a bucket full of cum to see you.
Wow. I would just take all that. What's that new term I learned? Gokun. Gokun.
Go. Oh, yes. You told me about the Gokun.
It's like taking like loads of cum at the same time.
I didn't look it up yet. I have to look it up. I want to see all of the cum. Just like cum in a bowl.
So, anyway. Okay. Any final wrap-up words?
Final wrap-up words. Actually, I do have one. If there is an abstract law that you have in your state that is a part of sex, send it to us. I would actually love to read them.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be fun. Yeah. And we can read them out to other people.
I'll read them on
you. Yeah, because there's some like crazy states that like you know, you can't have more than a certain amount of sex toys, or like you can't have sex certain times.
Not on Sundays. Don't you spread your legs.
That's the Lord's Day.
Yes, get on your knees, but for Jesus.
Oh, get on your knees for Jesus. And on that note, we leave you here.
We do.
Bye.